Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Will here. We are going to be talking about NLP 2020, the kickoff new NLP course, which will have its debut performance, if you will, or its world premiere in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia in January. And we're going to talk about that. So, and it's also the first NLP training that I've done, and that basically almost any of my people have done in Georgia in quite a while. So it's going to be kind of fun. So we're going to encourage people to come. So first, we're going to introduce Miss Angela, and she's going to talk a little bit about where the training is going to be and her viewpoints and thoughts about it. So there you go, Miss Angela.
Hi, Dr. Will. It's Angela Ockletree with Right Path Hypnosis here in the Atlanta area. I'm actually northwest of Atlanta in Marietta, East Marietta, super easy location to get to, very centrally located. So people who are going to come to this, it's on Piedmont Road, right at the intersection of Sandy Plains and Marietta, Georgia. And we have a beautiful training space, but we have limited space. So we've only got, right now, the way we've got it configured, we've got 11 seats, and I'm in one of them.
Okay. Yeah, it's truly, you know, we were just talking before we started that every seminar, because it's kind of what everybody says, space is limited. And, you know, and then you get there and it's, you know, it's this huge place. But this one, space is limited. But there'll be room to do breakouts and the hands-on. So yeah, that's going to be good. But what I wanted to start by saying, as I play with my little hand thing, excuse me, but the NLP 2020, why am I redoing it? Well, I try to keep it more current. I was just out in beautiful Las Vegas doing an intro to NLP. And the person and I were talking about why is NLP kind of gone kind of stagnant? And I believe it has in a lot of areas, right? And in some ways, it can model some of the aspects of some of the hypnosis trainers. And what I mean by that is, you know, they learn the basic material and it works. I'm not saying it doesn't work, but then they stop learning. They don't take in new information. You know, I've seen it in hypnosis. I've seen it in NLP. You see it somewhat in psychology, but in psychology, they're somewhat forced to take in new information.
Yeah.
But what I mean by that,
I see it a lot. You know, the new learning, continuing education is probably the most important aspect of having a successful practice. And I know that from personal experience. I've been a hypnotist since 2012, and I always do continuing education, even things I'm not getting credit for. So it's really important to continue learning. You are absolutely right.
Well, and then with NLP especially, a lot of people have not updated the information given what we know about biology, neurology, mm-hmm. Some of those aspects that actually change how we look at hypnosis and or NLP, and this is the NLP class. And what's kind of fascinating is some of the things that we've known for a long, long time and that we've talked about is now based, we just knew it worked. We couldn't say how it worked, we just knew it worked. Now it's based in science. And a quick example would be like mirror matching. We taught NLP, mm-hmm. I learned it in the late 70s, mirror match, you know, physically mirror match the person you're talking to. And we just knew it worked, we couldn't say why. And then it started the whole thing of, oh, you're mimicking or you're this or that. But those of us that did it understood the power of it. Now, real quick, what we know now, and it started in the late 90s, and I forget the guy's name. He's an Indian researcher in India and also a guy in England. But what they discovered is mirror neurons in your brain. And these are the neurons mm-hmm. that actually, and they're actually there to keep you alive. Yeah. That's their job, right? Keep you alive. Look for threats. And it's also there to help you look for allies. And so when you present a mirror image to someone of themselves, so if I'm mirroring and matching you or a target or a group, then their brain's going to say, oh, you're like me.
Yeah.
It's not about like, and it's not about friendship. People misunderstand that. It's about trust. And just the first level of trust, because then you're like, you're an ally, you're a tribe member, you're part of my group. And that's
right, and that's how we create rapport by doing that. We do that with our clients to create rapport.
Yeah,
but so that's true. You know, this is so cool because it's really true of salespeople, business people, managers, anyone who deals with people, it's really great information, just this.
Yes, and you know, when I first teach it, sometimes people go, oh, but I'm uncomfortable. Like, I talk with my hands, as you can see, right? And let's say you're the type that you don't move, and if you're going to model or match me, you say, well, I feel uncomfortable. Well, and that kind of makes sense, but it's basically a little belief shift we have to do. But what's interesting, I remember teaching one time in the Guild at a conference this concept, and somebody wanted to argue about it, about you're not being authentic and you're not doing this. Well, the same, I'll make fun of her, I won't use her name, but the same lady that did it, as soon as we broke and went out into the you know, to take a break, and it was at the conference, so it's real crowded, She saw somebody she hadn't seen for several years. Oh, Angela! And they walked up and they hugged, and then if you watched it from a distance, they were a perfect mirror and match, right? And yeah. So what it was, she was thinking about it. And when you think about it, it causes a glitch. But what's interesting with it, it made me reconsider, and I came up with this thing. So when I'm teaching it now, if I was going to teach someone how to do this, the first thing I'd say is, so Miss Angela, what I want you to do is think about somebody you're really comfortable with, somebody you trust, somebody you like hanging out with. Great. Like Laura King, right? So I'd have you close your eyes, think about Laura. Great. Now, what I want you to do, when you walk up to this stranger, it's just like they're like Laura.
Yeah.
And what that does, and people go, oh, and in the thought process, I don't have the research facility to prove it, but what happens then is it changes your energy signature, which drops your guard. Because again, you know, now we know the stuff we used to make fun of with energy and aura and all that, we know now is science. But if you approach me, it's like if you have a fight. Good example, I always use this one. No one wants to get pulled over by a police officer that had a fight with his spouse that day. Right? His energy's up. He's, right? And it's like, you know, like we learn if in therapy, usually just by accident, that when you've had a bad experience with a client, and we all do, right? That you need to shake that off, get rid of it. Yeah. So you don't want to bring that energy into the next room. So let's say you're meeting a stranger and you've had a bad day, but if you could just take that moment to think of, you know, Laura, or I'd think of my friend Bill Finley or somebody like that. And if I'm thinking, oh, you're just like Bill, my energy shifts, which causes you at the subconscious level, if you will, or preconscious, to drop your energy a little bit, and then we go into alignment. So that's some of the science that we can teach behind it that very few people have really started to add into it, right? And so again, all these things that we know, why aren't we adding this into the basic NLP? And the reason I'm calling this NLP 2020, first of all, it's 2020, But it's brand new.
It's brand new. You have a new manual, don't you?
Yeah, it's been updated. And we're going to teach the science behind even some of the basic techniques. I still use the martial arts as my training analogy. And what I mean by that is I could teach someone a spinning back kick. I always use that one, right? I could teach you how to do it. You could do it. It might work. It might not work. But it might work. But you would not have the faintest clue about why or how it's working. And then you wouldn't know how to fix what wasn't working. So how do you do that? Well, then I have to teach you a front kick, a side kick, a back kick, right? I have to teach you a mawashigiri, a hook kick. I have to teach you all those things. And once you understand all the basics, you put it together, then it works. And if you know, and even if it doesn't work, you go, okay, because I didn't plant my foot right or whatever it was. So unfortunately, too many NLP trainers are just mimicking what they were taught, but they weren't taught what, why and how it was working behind the scenes. So to me, it does remind me of like the bad martial arts teacher that'll show you how to throw a punch, can't explain any of the mechanics behind it. So we're gonna explain the mechanics behind it. So that's why it's the basic, it's still the base, a lot of the basic techniques, but I also really stress with my people that much like hypnosis, once you understand this core, these few core concepts, there is no such thing as an advanced technique. Absolutely none. If you understand how to do it, it's more intricate and it might take a little more practice. But if you understand, you know, all the little steps to get there. So when people go to a master, supposedly I do master practitioner, but I do it different. You know, it's there. You could do any technique. My goal at the end of a basic NLP is, let's say you pick up an article on the internet or a journal article or something, and there's steps on a NLP-ish technique. Then you could read it and go, I think I know how that works. You could work it out and then you can do it. You know, much like how your medical doctor, if he's competent, sure, can read the current new research and go, oh, okay, I can do this. And then they'll start doing it. But we get stuck. The other thing I like to add in the NLP 2020, it's going to be new, is, and I'll ask you, have you ever gone to a conference, right, or a seminar, right, and you're sitting there and you're learning this really cool stuff, right? And you're taking notes, you're into it, you're like, this is so cool, right? And you work with somebody, woo! And then you get back to your office, and maybe you do it once or twice, and then something happens, and you don't do it anymore.
You go back into your old pattern.
You go back into your old pattern.
Right.
And then you'll be at a conference again, or you'll look at the note and go, oh, why did I stop doing that? Yeah. And you can't remember. There's a reason. It's based in your neurology, right? And so if you know how that works, then when you're learning new techniques, there's a way to install it so it can become part of your repertoire, right?
Awesome.
Rather than, oh, it's just, you know, that's why you always default to whatever it is. You know, in the hypnosis mm-hmm. world, I always kid around. I can tell who trained you by what's your fallback induction. Not
absolutely.
Who, but what style. You know, if you do progressive,
no, absolutely.
If you do
absolutely.
Progressive relaxation, you're uh-huh. this. If you do like the Dave Elman, you're from like the Jerry Kine or Gil mm-hmm. Boyne kind of school, right? If you do an instant, you might have been trained by Jerry Kine or somebody, but you were probably trained by someone with a lot of stage experience.
Right.
Because they do the instant inductions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you do these metaphorical ones, you were trained by an incompetent hypnotist, in my opinion. But, right, because they probably can't explain why, but you were trained probably by more an Ericksonian kind of guy,
mm-hmm.
Which may or may not work. I'm not that big a fan of it, to be honest with you. And I am, but it's misunderstood.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's what we're trying to do with NLP 2020 is give you not just the basic tools, but you're going to practice it. We're going to help you get the insight. So why and how it works. So even if you're going to go back and do some of the greatest hits that you've always done, you will do them differently.
Right.
Right. And so that's what we're going to do. And if you've had NLP training in the past and it's been a while, you might want to renew it because I always tell the story. When I go to a martial arts seminar, a couple years ago, I went to one. Everybody in the room was black belt. Most of the guys owned dojos. I was one of the only ones that didn't actually run a school, right? So it's all these people been in martial arts at least a couple of decades, if not their whole lives. And we started on a Friday night. We spent all Friday night working on a front kick and a reverse punch. And, you know, I tell somebody, you go, well, yeah, a lot of those people probably literally have thrown 30,000 front kicks and God knows how many punches.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they working on it? Because it's the basics it's those little things that slip out that cause the difficulty. You know, when you look at a elite athlete, pro football player, he's pro football, you know, whether it's a Tom Brady, a Drew Brees, or the guy there in Atlanta, that Matt Ryan.
Yep.
Every offseason, they spend 2 weeks learning how to throw a football. They just threw for 5,000 yards in real-life combat situation. But they're breaking it down. They're working at the – how many of us really do that? You know, that's why I think we should go – when we go to conferences and that, we should always go to the basic techniques, right?
Yeah.
People are always – I'll be at a conference. They go, well, I'm walking into one like somebody's doing a basic NLP technique or an induction. They're like, why are you going in there? I go, I might learn something.
That's right. You know, it's funny because I actually learned NLP from you ages ago, and I use a lot of the techniques that we practice in that training, but I'm really excited about taking this because I know there's so much that I don't know and don't remember and that I'm going to be able to take and use, and I'm super excited about the fact that we're going to be able to install it in here and allow me to have it right there at my fingertips. So this is great for hypnotists too, to come and take this class. So tell me the difference for a business person, say, that wants to come and take this versus a hypnotist or a a nurse. I mean, when I put it together, I thought, who in the world would want this? And it's just about everybody. I mean, anybody who deals with people in any way is really perfect for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, it works across the board. You know, of course, if you're working with clients, right, if you're some kind of therapist, great. But even like, or nurse, right? How much of your interaction, you know, I did a in-service for a doctor's office in Port Charlotte, and it was on teaching his staff, the nurses and the CNAs, how to get compliance with their patients to take their meds. Every doctor bitches about that. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it was little subtle shifts in the language, right. And how to create a toward and away from, right. Not just, yeah. Cause how many people, maybe we're all guilty of, you get a pill that says, you know, take for 10 days, you feel good at 6 days, you quit taking the pills.
Right.
Right. And so there's a way you could like do that. Right. So we were teaching that. So like nurses, but all of us are always interacting with other human beings. If you're a salesperson, you're trying to sell. Right?
Right.
But if you run a company, if you do things, it's all about your communication skills. NLP.
Well, even within your own family unit, right? With your spouse,
yeah.
With your children. I was thinking about the whole list and I thought, well, this is really good for anyone and everyone who wants to be able to communicate better, because isn't that truly what NLP is?
Right. One of the presuppositions of NLP is the meaning of the communication is the response that you get. What's that mean? Well, if I'm communicating with you and I'm not getting you to do what I want, it's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's I should communicate differently.
Exactly.
Right. Interpersonal, husband, wife, you know, you know, when you're dating, there's this interesting thing that happens about how you communicate. When you're dating, when you're in the hunting mode, you talk and you act differently. As soon as it hooks up, you go back to your old, they'll go back to their old. And then, you know,
exactly.
And sometimes if you ever do couples counseling, when I was doing my internship and had to do the couples, you'd sit there, if you're pulled back, you're like, they're saying the exact same thing two different ways.
Yep.
You know, I don't see that you love me. And he's saying, I'm doing everything that I can. Look, I hug you. I kiss you. I'm not. And she goes, I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't feel it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and they end up in divorce court, and it's an easy fix. But how many of us do this in business with our kids?
Exactly.
Just in quick communication.
Think about even life coaches and health coaches, you know, they're pushing and working so hard to get compliance out of the people that they're working with. And so it's any communication. And like you said, even quick communication.
Well, yeah. And the other thing we're going to be really working on is in the current world environment, we are so segmented and on two different levels, right?
Yeah.
And there's a way to negotiate that, you know, and very few people learn how. They just won't talk. You know, they'll just go, I'm not talking about that. And then, well, then there's no communication. Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to be working with that. But also, you know, the other great thing about learning NLP in this kind of format is you can bring the things you want to tweak in yourself. Right. What is it you want to improve in your life? Maybe, you know, diet, exercise, of course, your communication skills, whatever it is, bring those little things. And I tell people, I remember I was talking to a group once and they go, well, I really have nothing to work on. I said, I don't want that kind of person in my room.
Yeah, everyone has something to work on.
Everybody, you know, everybody's got
something. I'm sorry, but everybody has something they can work on.
Right, and even if it's just to make it better, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you could bring those and you can work in real time because we'll do the experience because, you know, words are the language of the brain and experience is the language of the body.
Right.
If you just listen to it and think about it, well, you know it up here. You don't know it down here. You got to do the experience. And, you know, because knowledge is the precursor to experience. And one of the problems that happen when people read an NLP book or they watch a video, you know, Tony Robbins or Richard Bandler or myself, whoever, and you go, okay, I know that. They haven't experienced it. Right? Because again,
it's true. It's true. I watched videos of you, but I also had experience in the classroom. And what I use is what I experienced in the classroom with my clients. That's what I remember.
Yeah. And in the age of information that we're living in, it's not enough to know. You have to know how. And we're going to give you the how. My big thing is, how do you do things? Not why do you do it, you know, how do you do it? And we'll work on that. And we'll also, this will be the first time I'm starting to teach the brand new modeling technique. Why modeling fails so spectacularly. Because people want, a lot of people want to learn NLP because one of the presuppositions is that you can do anything anyone else can do if we break it down into small enough chunks and we install it, right? And like the new behavior generator or Maxwell Maltz theater of the mind. But, you know, most people, when they try that, it does not really work. I will say that, right? It'll work this much. But now you got to preface this with, if you're at this level and I do a just a new behavior generator on you for golf and you're shooting 100 and I do this quick technique and now you're shooting 92, right? That's a small foot. But a lot of people go, woo, okay, I'm done, right? But where's this magic that they talked about in the 70s with NLP? Where's this, oh my God, right? It's hidden in plain sight, ladies and gentlemen. It is hidden in plain sight. Nobody does it, right? Yeah. There's two steps you take before you do like the new behavior generator that will change everything. But very few people do it, right?
Can't wait to learn it.
So that, yeah. So we're going to be doing that. So we're going to be having a lot of fun. And it's in beautiful Atlanta.
Marietta, Georgia. Marietta, Georgia, northwest of Atlanta. Super easy to get to. We have 4.5 days, pretty much. We're trying to get you out a little bit earlier on Sunday, but it's Wednesday, January 15th through Sunday afternoon on the 19th of January in 2020. And tell me, do you think we really need tables in there? Because we might be able to expand the number of people that we can use if we just do this theater style. What do you think?
Well, we were just talking before we started, and what we're probably going to do is record it, audio record it, because I sell videos.
Right.
but audio record it so that people can, only the people in the room will get a copy of the audio, so then they can go back and take notes later, right?
That's a great idea.
And we've added a step that I got from cognitive psychology and learning psychology, educational psychology, that if you add one little step when you're teaching something, it increases retention by about 25%. And again, most people don't do it. They get too caught up in teaching the technique. And we see it at conferences, the technique. But there's, like I said, there's the precursor, and then there's this little step. If you add it, comprehension goes up 25%.
Awesome. Yeah,
and so we'll be adding that. So, and you'll get the audio recordings. So you'll have that in a manual. You get certified.
Well, you know what? Then I'll figure out how many we can seat in that training room in there, and we'll adjust those numbers. But right now we're looking at 11 seats, one of which is mine. And right now, if you register early, you're getting a pretty significant break in price. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, we're gonna if you register now, it's $9.95. The regular price is gonna be $11.95, going up to $12.95, right? So, you know, it's that step thing to get people in. And, you know, I do it much more cost effectively than everybody else. And the reason I do that is NLP didn't just save my life. It literally gave me a life worth living. It saved my life. It helped me with an addiction and some other self-destructive behaviors that I got over. And it created a life I couldn't imagine. So one of my missions is to, you know, give back. But we also know that, you know, you have to be vested in it. You have to do that. But I guarantee you will get your money back 10 times over before the seminar's over. Because you'll get these little changes. Again, if you bring things you want to tweak in your own life, whether it's diet or exercise or bad habits you may have, little habits, and tweak it. Because that also helps you learn it deeper. And again, in the hypnosis world, that's one reason why hypnotists are much more zealous and NLPers about what they do than even social workers or psychologists. And the reason, someone probably hypnotized somebody and they stopped smoking, lost weight, improved something, and they go, and then they went and learned it. It just wasn't, you know.
That's my story. I mean, truly, I wouldn't be with my spouse, Steve, had it not been for hypnosis. I had to let go of a lot of stuff. I didn't realize that the 2 years of talk therapy that I did that made me feel amazing and I thought I was okay. 20 years later, I went to a hypnotist and we got to the root cause of me being perpetually single. And now I'm with Steve. We've been together 13 years and could not be happier. Truly, you know, I catch myself even in those moments when we're talking like this, and I'll listen and rearrange my thoughts and my words so that we actually are communicating better. So I actually use NLP in my relationship now, and I'm anxious to learn more of how I can employ that, you know, in my own household as well as with my clients. But yeah, I'm very zealous about hypnosis. It truly changed my life forever.
Well, yeah, because you didn't have like hypnosis 101, hypnosis 102 in college where it was this. And
nope.
I'll kind of wrap this up with, you know, I was just talking to somebody. They wanted me to talk to their kid. And I go, what about? And they go, well, they want to study psychology in college. And I'm like, okay, the kid. And I kind of freaked the parent out. So I go, so you want to study psychology? They go, yeah. I go, okay, you either want to learn it for one of two reasons. A, you think there's something wrong with you, and taking this, taking psychology in college will help you. I don't know what that is.
So, hold on. I had to hang up on somebody. There, I'm back. Okay.
Okay. So that's why you want to take psychology. Or B, you want to learn to mess with people. Right? You want to, like, it was a guy, I go, you want to, like, be better with the chicks or something, right? Not to date myself, right? So that's probably the only two reasons you want to study psychology. And the parent was looking at me and go, let me tell you something. Take an NLP class. You'll learn how people really think. You can fix yourself much better, and you'll learn how to communicate fast. You won't have to, and then you can go study something in college you really want.
Yeah.
You know, and
did he change his mind?
Yeah. And he went, and he did. He started reading some NLP books. I got him to read Tony Robbins, and he goes, oh, this is really cool. And
yeah.
Yeah. And I think he wants to become a medical doctor. And I'm like, cool, that's great. But, you know, don't go spending, you know, 8 years in psychology, you know, and then hate it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
so we know a few people, right, that studied those 8 years, included, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I only got mine because the government paid for it. The government.
the government.
But yeah. So we'll be teaching. Well, and not to beat that dead horse, but how many psychologists and social workers are we seeing at the hypnosis and the NLP conferences?
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. That was my point. We know several, quite a few actually, just that we saw just recently at the National Guild of Hypnotists conference,
right,
who are psychologists, who are full-time practicing hypnotists now.
Right.
So yeah, I'm super excited about this, Will. Again, so January 15th through the 19th in Marietta, Georgia, and it will be pretty cold here, but not horribly cold like up far north. If you join us now, you can put a down payment down and pay it before December 15th and get a significant discount. If you wait until December 15th, that price goes up to $1,195. And then probably after that, if we come in like 2 weeks ahead of time, we're going to bump it another $100 because it takes a lot of work for Dr. Will to put all this stuff together. And I'm so excited to be hosting you for the first NLP 2020. Super excited about that, Will.
And
thank you so much.
I got to do this. And there's a link below. This will be on YouTube. There's a link below right there that you could click on to get more information and also our contact info if you want to shoot an email or just leave a comment there on YouTube or Facebook, wherever you see this posted, and we'll be monitoring it and getting back to you.
Absolutely. Again, Will, thank you so much. Can't wait till January 15th. I'm super excited about it.
And be there for NLP 2020 to get perfect vision in the life that you want.